Good morning.
Good morning.
I too have so much to thank him for.
Yes.
If I had 10,000 lives, the songwriter says, with which to praise him, I could not enough my blessed Lord adore. So, but I know I have one. Oh, and I want to be found always giving thanks and praise to him with the one that I have.
Yes.
Amen. Thank the Lord for the presence of each and every one this morning. Appreciate the presence of the Lord. Desire your prayers as always. Still depending on him. Yet, can do nothing without him. So trusting in him yet one more time to bless this morning.
Yes.
Certainly desire your prayers and wish that all would have a blessed Thanksgiving. Think about this being Thanksgiving week. The message is not on Thanksgiving, but I believe that's something that all of us should always have.
Yes.
All the time.
Yes.
It should be part of our daily, whatever you want to call it. We should be always be grateful and thankful.
That's true.
Desire your prayers this morning. Thought this morning is our refuge. And most of us, all of us, I guess we can say, maybe have experienced a time when maybe we happen to be outside and a storm hit. Maybe some rain or hail, whatever it might be, that came along, maybe that you weren't expecting. And there's things that we generally do right away, don't we? We try to get out of it, right? Especially if we're not prepared for it. You know, most of us don't walk around with carrying umbrellas. You know, we'll keep them in the car, right, for when we need them. But if we're standing out and the rain's coming, we're going to be looking for some kind of way to get a shelter and a protection from that rain. Whether it be like umbrella, seeking an umbrella, or running somewhere, maybe where there's a shelter, or to get inside, we're going to find out some kind of way to get inside, to be protected from it. And you know, and generally speaking, as long as it's raining, you know, most of us will stay inside, won't we? I mean, it's not like we say, well, I got some relief from this storm, I'm going to go back out in it. Right? I mean, it just that doesn't really make sense, does it? You know, if I am going out there, I'm going to make sure that I have something to try to shield and shelter and protect me, right? I'm not just going to stand out and just take a beating. Well, I just felt like getting rained on today. You know, maybe sometimes the weather might be nice enough, maybe where the temperature is just right, where you could just maybe stand in the rain and enjoy it. But generally speaking, that's not the case. And then if that rain turned into some hail or something like that, I guarantee you, you wouldn't be standing out there taking that beating, right? You're going to seek some kind of shelter somewhere to get away from that. You ever had it where maybe sometimes you was around somebody and you probably heard this expression. Maybe you've said it, hopefully you haven't. You are getting on my last nerve. My last, you know, you're just annoying me so much, I just want to get away from you. Right? Maybe, and what do? Do you hang around? No, you try to go somewhere so you can get some relief from this person that's just agitating you so much, right? You seek a refuge. You try to find some way of escape, somewhere to get away, right? You think about just sometimes just in life in general, we have cares and stresses that happen upon us. Just life happens, right? And there's times that we have to get away from those things, or we have to pull our minds away from them, whether that be just sometimes they've been dealing with a lot, they say, I need a vacation. I need to go somewhere where I can take my mind away from all of these things. And so they need some kind of refuge. Maybe sometimes you think about husband and wife and the bond and relationship that they have. Maybe you had some difficulties at work. Just to be able to come home. Home is a refuge. To be able to maybe, and sometimes your spouse, you just want to talk to them. You don't want them to say anything or offer any kind of advice on how to fix it. You just want a listening ear. Right? Isn't that, that's a refuge from the cares and the struggles of this life. Someone, you know, just somebody, sometimes you need somebody to talk to that you can just unload and just, okay, now I feel better. I got this off of my chest. And I feel better now. I'm all right. That's wonderful, isn't it? Webster says that a refuge is a shelter for its protection from danger or distress. Something to which one has recourse in difficulty. When we think about life, when we think about all of our lives, we all need a refuge.
Yes.
We need somewhere where we can go, someone that we can turn to so that we can have protection, where we can feel like we're sheltered, that in the midst of trying times and difficulty, that we can have someone to lean on. God's word this morning has some encouragement for us. I know this is not anything new. These scriptures are not new, but it's just reminding us to know that we have a refuge in our Savior, in our God.
Amen.
I'd like to begin in Psalms, the 91st chapter, and the first and the second verse. Psalm 91, verses 1 and verse 2.
He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High
shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord.
I will say of the Lord.
He is my refuge.
He is my refuge. And my fortress.
My God.
My God.
In Him will I trust.
He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High. So, you know, as it always is with God, there's something that we have to do. See, we got to get close to God. Dwell in the secret place of the Most High, shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. When we get close to Him, when we get closely acquainted with Him, then we can say of the Lord, He's my refuge. He is my refuge. He is my fortress. And He is my God.
Amen.
Isn't it so wonderful? That's something that each and every one of us can personalize.
Yes.
Right? But you say, wait. No, He's my refuge. Yes. He's my fortress. He's my God. But the wonderful thing is, God is big enough for all of us, right?
Yes.
He's big enough for all of us to be able to say that. And the same time that He's being a refuge for you, He can be a refuge for me. The same time that He's being a fortress for you, He can be a fortress to you. The same time He's being my God, He can be your God too. Isn't that wonderful? And it's something that all of us can experience individually. You know, all of us go through different things, right? So we need God to be near to us.
Yes.
And that's what He is to us.
Yes.
He said, I will say of the Lord, He's my refuge. He's my fortress. He's my God. In Him will I trust.
Yes.
Don't forget about that part.
Right?
Yes. You know, it's wonderful to have someone that you can say, He's mine. I can lean on and look to Him. Make sure you put your trust in Him.
Amen.
Right? Who else you gonna trust in yourself? That's a bad idea, right? So recognize and put your trust in Him. He is my refuge, the writer said. I choose Him. I confide in Him. I trust in that back part of that verse talks about trusting in Him. Because you know there's other things that people put their refuge in. Others, the writer said, make idols their refuge. I've had a rough, difficult day. I'm going to go drown my sorrows in something that's going to make you feel better? Or does it make you feel worse? Because once you get finished waking up from that sorrow, guess what's going to still be there? Your sorrows. You just pick them back up. What kind of refuge is that? And then people get addicted to things like that, right? And then they can't help themselves. I'm talking about a refuge that I can put my trust in,
Amen.
That I can lay all my sorrows and my burden at His feet, and I can leave them there. And I don't have to pick them back up.
Thank you, Lord.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
That's the kind of refuge that each and every one of us can have. He is the true and the living God. And any other refuge besides Almighty God, it's a lie. That's what the writer said.
That's right.
Any other is a refuge of lies. Because all those other things are going to fail you.
That's right.
They're not going to work out for your good. What can we desire which we may not be sure to find in Him? Is there anything that you can't find in Him? Are you going to be the first one to have Him scratching His head? I don't think so. There's nothing that you need that He can't provide.
Thank the Lord.
We're talking about a refuge.
Amen.
Maybe some there are times in life where you can't even express what you need.
That's true.
You know, He can understand that and still provide what you need. Even the scripture talks about in groanings, and talks about the groanings that cannot even be uttered.
Right.
That I can feel such a way that I can't even describe it. How can somebody else help you? Can you go to a human being if you can't even describe what you need? But the refuge that we have,
Amen.
We can say, Lord, I need something. I can't even describe it. I don't have the words to express it.
That's right.
But He can understand what it is that each and every one of us need. And then He can supply it.
Amen.
We talk about a refuge.
Amen.
That's my God. In Him will I trust. Doesn't that makes it easy to trust in Him, doesn't it?
Yes.
You know, someone that is that closely acquainted with me, that has such an understanding of me that I can't even describe what I need, and He can supply it?
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
So I'll put my trust in You, Lord, because You can do something for me that nobody else can.
That's right.
He's neither fickle nor false, neither weak or mortal.
Amen.
That describes human beings. Yet sometimes we have to remind ourselves that God is not a man. He's almighty. He's not like us. He doesn't have the weaknesses and the things that we have. He's above all that. We have no danger of being disappointed in Him. There's no disappointment in having God as our refuge.
Amen.
The disappointment is in me and in you if we don't follow His instructions. If we don't do what He said to do, if we don't do our part, there's no disappointment in God. God always is, always has been, and ever will be faithful to His children. He's been doing things for us since He created the world. Even before He created the world, He had thoughts and plans in motion Look it out for each and every one of us.
Yes.
That's our refuge.
Yes.
We can put our trust in Him. I will say of the Lord, He's my refuge. He's my fortress. He's my God. In Him will I trust.
Amen.
Let's look at another verse in Psalms. This one is in the 9th chapter and in the 9th verse.
The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed.
The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed.
A refuge in times of trouble.
A refuge in times of trouble.
Amen.
The Lord also will be a refuge for the oppressed, a refuge in the times of trouble. What is our world like today? Is our world oppressed? Is our world in trouble? God is still a refuge. He's a refuge for us in the world today. You know what? We have to flee to Him though.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
You know, when we recognize that these kind of conditions, we have to put forth some effort.
Yes.
Just like you put forth some effort when you're standing in the rain, right? The shelter doesn't come to you. You know, maybe somebody will bring you an umbrella, but what you expect? If I stand here long enough, something's going to happen, or it's going to stop raining around me, or something's going to come and cover me, and I'm going to be all right. What? Right? You can't just stand there and expect you're not going to get drenched.
Amen.
You got to put forth some effort. The refuge is over there. I'm going to the refuge. When I feel oppressed and in times of trouble, I have to seek after Him.
Yes. Thank the Lord.
Depend on His power and His promise
yes.
for safety. I have to, I got to get to know Him though, right?
Yes.
I got to know Him to know that He'll be my refuge. Remember that first verse talked about who gets close to Him. I got to get closely acquainted with Him. I got to get some experience with Him to know no matter what I go through in life, He's going to be my refuge. He's going to be right there waiting to help and assist in whatever way I stand in need. He's my everlasting Father. And I can trust Him at all times. That's the wonderful thing about God. There's not a time that I have to be concerned about putting my trust in Him. You know, there's this verse that talks about the arm of flesh will fail, right? You know, if I put my trust in mankind or even in other things, they can fail me, but God will never fail. He'll never fail me. He'll be with me every step of the way. But again, I got to seek Him. Right? I can't expect Him to come rescue me. I got to reach out to Him. You know, how many times maybe have you seen situations where somebody was in trouble, right? And you maybe observing it, and you're seeing it, but there's somebody just waiting to say, help me. I need help. You just expect somebody to just come running? You got to cry out.
Yes.
Seek Him.
Yes.
I need, Lord, I know You're my refuge. I'm coming to You with what I need. And I'm laying it at Your feet, asking that You would come to my rescue. There's this verse that talks about seek him and find him, right? But we got to search after him with all of our heart. Let's talk about that trust a little bit. There's another verse in Psalms. A lot of verses in Psalms this morning as it relates to God being our refuge and us putting our trust in Him. This one's in the 62nd Psalm, and it's the 8th verse. Some encouragement for us this morning. Psalm 62 and 8.
Trust in Him at all times.
Trust in Him sometimes.
Trust in Him at all times, ye people.
Trust in Him at all times, ye people.
Pour out
your heart before Him.
God is a refuge
for us. Selah. Trust in Him at all times. But what about the times when I got it? I mean, can we really say that? Can we really say I got it? Not really. Because just like that, God can take it away. And then what you got? Nothing. Right? So the encouragement to us this morning is trust in Him at all times. Ye people, pour out your heart. I mean, He already knows, right? But again, we got to reveal it. Yeah. Let Him know, this is what I need. Yeah. Yes. He knows what we need, but He wants us to express it. Yes. That's the seeking part. Amen. Pouring our hearts out to Him. And remembering, He is a refuge for us.
Lord.
I like how the Amplified describes this verse, or the words that are used in the Amplified. It says, trust in, lean on, rely on.
Yes.
Trust, lean, rely, and have confidence. Trust, lean, rely, and have confidence in Him at all times.
Amen.
Did that miss anything? I think that pretty much covers the whole spectrum, doesn't it? Trust, lean, and rely on Him at all times. Pour out your hearts before Him. Just lay it out for Him. Again, He already knows. He just wants us. Sometimes it helps us to hear what we need.
Yes.
To express that. And then God can bless and come to our rescue. God is a refuge for us. He's a fortress and a high tower.
Yes.
And then that Selah in the Amplified, it says, pause and calmly think of that. Think about it. Trust in Him at all times. Pour out your heart before Him. He's my refuge.
Yes,
Lord. That's it, right? I mean, what more do I need? If I just meditate on that, He'll carry me through. Each step of the way. Doesn't matter what we face. God, you know, the thing is, circumstances, trials, and tests, they change, don't they?
Yes.
They vary.
Yes.
God doesn't change.
Amen.
God doesn't change. His power doesn't change. His might doesn't change.
Right.
All that He can do doesn't change.
Right.
They don't affect God.
Yes.
He's still God.
Yes.
And we're going to talk about some more about Him a little later. But to talk about what kind of God He is, but He doesn't change. And all these things don't affect Him. That's why He can be my refuge. And He's your refuge. He's our refuge. There's a chapter in Psalms that I'm not going to read for the sake of time this morning, but that one's going to be your homework. It's the 46th Psalm, and really all 11 verses hit everything.
Amen.
But I will just give you a little taste of it, and we'll read the first verse. This goes along with all of these scriptures here in Psalm. It says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble.
Yes.
That's just a little taste of it.
Yes.
Read that whole chapter. And then come and talk about, you talking about a refuge?
Yes.
That's He. That's Him. Every verse, just read it from beginning to end. He's done this before.
Yes.
I'm not the first one. You and I are not the first one. We can see examples of it time and time and time again.
That's right.
So when you need to be encouraged, we talked about that on Wednesday night, talking about the song that encouraged you, read Psalm 46. And you'll be encouraged. I don't see how, if you discouraged and the enemy's beating you up with something, if you read that 46 chapter Psalm, by the time you finish, you'll be uplifted and inspired in your heart.
Amen.
You'll be encouraged to know God is your refuge, and no matter what you're going through, He's going to be right there with you every step of the way. There's a story in the New Testament that is very familiar to all of us. And it is mostly, when we think about this story, we're talking about the prodigal son, and we're going to read a little bit here. But you think about in terms of just God's forgiveness and salvation. But I want us, as we read it here this morning, to think about what this story gives hope, right?
Yes.
And there's something about a refuge to think, just think about all that in terms of having a refuge. That this prodigal son that he gave up, that he came to his senses to know that, wait a minute, I have all these things available me. And there's, you know, reading this story, it gives hope for all of us. Because what it tells us is, this, in spite of maybe choices that we have made, He's still a refuge.
Amen.
He's still a refuge.
Yes.
There's not that it, we didn't read in these verses that says, if you make a bad choice, then I won't be these things. No. So we can be, that gives us hope.
Yes.
Because maybe I'm the only one that's never done everything right. I'm all of us, right? There's nobody that's done everything right in their life.
Amen.
But God, in His love and His mercy, is still our refuge.
Amen.
Let's be reminded of this. I know it's a very familiar story to us. It's found in the 15th chapter of Luke, verse 11 through 21. It says, "And a certain man had two sons. The younger one said to his father, 'Father, give me the portion of goods that falleth to me.' And he divided unto them his living. And not many days after the young man gathered all together, he took his journey into a far country, and there wasted his substance with riotous living. And when he had spent all, there arose a mighty famine in that land, and he began to be in want." And the 15th verse, "And he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country. And he sent him into his fields to feed swine. And he would fain have filled his belly with the husk that the swine did eat, and no man gave unto him. And when he came to himself, that's what each and every one of us have to do. As we go through life, as we go through difficulty, we got to come to our senses and say, wait a minute. I'm acquainted with a God. The Almighty, not just a God, the God. The Almighty God, the creator of the universe, the one that loves me more than I love myself. Why? What am I doing? I just need to call on him. He's my refuge, and he'll come to my aid. We just sometimes just have to come to our senses. Lord, help me to just keep that in the forefront of my mind so that I don't find myself in situations like this. And he came to himself. How many hired servants of my father's have bread enough to eat? Not only just bread enough to eat, they have leftovers. They have leftovers on top of what they can eat to their full, and there's still some left. And I'm sitting here in a pen with swine about to partake of some husk. We have to be careful that we don't find ourselves in those kind of situations in our lives.
Right.
Yeah. Time when we get involved in stuff and cry out to God. It didn't say, you got yourself involved in this, you get yourself out. That's not what the Father said. God won't do that to us. Sometimes we have to grasp that, you know what, I am where I am. But God is still loving and merciful, and he'll still be a refuge. I perish with hunger. They have leftovers, and I'm sitting in here starving. What am I doing? I will arise and go to my father and say unto him, Father, I sinned against heaven and before you, and am no more worthy to be called thy son. Make me as one of the hired servants. And he arose and came to his father, and the father turned his back on him. He was still afar off. He was a great way off. He came looking for him. He was waiting for him to return. And when he saw him, he went running to him. When he was a great way off, his father saw him. He had compassion and ran and fell on his neck, and he kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I've sinned. I'm no longer worthy. Y'all know the rest of the story. But the point being is, God is our refuge.
Yes.
And even if maybe we get into situations that above our own accord, where we don't know what to do, where we just are lost in it, I just want to throw our hands up, cry out to God. He's still a refuge. He loves and he cares for each and every one of us. He doesn't say, God's love is not conditional. You know, there's greater blessing that he bestows upon those that follow what his instruction. But he is still a merciful God. And even when we do things that displease him, his love for us doesn't change. He still loves us.
Amen.
And he's still a refuge for us if we cry out to him. There's a song in the blue book. It says, Jesus is a refuge. Jesus is a shelter. Jesus is a hiding place for me. But you know what? We have to believe it. And that's another part of this refuge, is us believing it. You know, that son, that prodigal son, had to believe that if I go back, my father's going to receive me. Do we believe it? You know why it was so easy for that father to welcome the son back? Because a change had taken place in the heart. Right? He wasn't the same son that left. You read earlier in the story, when before he left, he was talking about, this is mine, give me mine, I'm gone. So there was a change that took place. We want God to be our refuge. There's some changes that have to take place in our hearts. We can't just come with a stubbornness. There has to be some contrition. Lord, I recognize where I am, but I need a refuge. I need a refuge. We talked about God and how great God is. God is eternal. We're talking about the eternal God. There's a verse in Deuteronomy, the 33rd chapter and the 27th verse. It gives us a little reminder and lets us know that we serve an eternal God. So we keep that in mind as we go through this life. Deuteronomy 33 and the 27th verse.
The eternal God is thy refuge.
The eternal God is thy refuge.
And underneath are the everlasting arms.
And he shall thrust out the enemy from before thee.
And shall say,
destroy them. Eternal God. The eternal God is thy refuge. The eternal God is my refuge. The eternal God is your refuge. And then underneath is his everlasting arms. Those everlasting arms is arms of mercy. He who ever was and ever will be, he who is and will be unchangingly holy, wise, just, and merciful. God doesn't change.
Amen.
He doesn't. There's no conditions that are placed on him being the eternal God, our refuge. What that requires is some faith on my part.
Yeah.
I have to believe, first of all, that he is the eternal God and that he will be my refuge, and know that the promises that he has given in his word, that they are true.
Yeah.
They were true for those that were here before me. They're true for me now, and they're true for those that's going to be here when I'm gone. Refuge and faith work together. See, because hope is faith, isn't it? When you think about hope, it's faith in action. It's a belief to know that something's going to change. You know, in that story, that the prodigal son had a hope that he had to have hope and faith. Again, those two, they're kind of almost the same word. But they're very related. There was a hope that when I go back, I'm going to be received.
Yes.
I have a faith and a trust to know that the God has been faithful to me all through my life. He's going to be faithful now.
Amen.
Even though maybe I'm facing something that I've never faced before, he's still my refuge.
Amen.
He's still my strength. He hasn't changed. He's the same. There's a verse in Hebrews, the 6th chapter and the 18th and the 19th verses. And it kind of puts these two things together, that refuge and the hope and the faith. It kind of ties these things together. Hebrews 6 and 18 and verse 19.
That by two immutable things.
That by two immutable things.
In which it was impossible for God to lie.
In which it was impossible for God to lie.
We might have a strong consolation.
Who have fled for refuge to lay hold upon the hope set before us.
Which hope we have
as an anchor of the soul.
Both sure and
steadfast.
Which entereth into that within the veil.
There's two things here. There's a promise and an oath that we have from God to know that He's a God that will not lie. Yes. He cannot lie. It is not possible. So the promises and the word that He has given on is what for us to be able to stand on it. We can stand on His word that it says it's an anchor. It's both sure and steadfast.
Yeah.
That He's our refuge. We have fled to Him for refuge so that we can receive the help and the strength that we need as we go through this life. You know, sometimes, again, it has to do with, do we believe it? Do we believe that He'll be our refuge? We have to grasp hold of the promises that He has given us in His Word. I'm reminded of there's a story in the New Testament when Jesus was there. There was a boy that had a spirit. And the disciples had tried to cast the spirit out, and they weren't able to. And God talked to the Father. This is in, we don't have to go there, but it's in Mark, the 9th chapter, and the 24th verse. And Jesus asked the Father, He said, "Do you believe? Do you believe that I can cast this out? Do you believe that I can be a refuge for you?" And the Father said, "Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief."
Yes.
You know, sometimes if we find ourselves in that place, we know God is our refuge, but maybe there's some struggle that we have in there. "Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief." Help me to grasp hold of all the promises that you have given me in your word. Help me to hold on to them. We sing a song. It says, "I found a refuge. Now from every sorrow, joy everlasting and sweet. I see this world with all its sinful follies conquered at my feet." That's because of the refuge. That's because of our refuge, that we are not just so encumbered about with all the things that's going on.
Yeah.
I found a refuge from every sorrow.
Yeah.
There's nothing that God can't be a refuge for.
Sure.
What's that second verse? It says in the book up here. Could you offer every earthly treasure, diamonds and pearls of the sea? Is it worth having a refuge like God? You want to trade that for having eternal God as your refuge? No. Turning from them, I will gladly whisper, "Christ has set me free. I have a refuge." Far brighter than the shining stars above me,
yes.
Beaming with beauty and grace, adorned in heaven's majesty and splendor, is my resting place. I have a refuge now, and I have a refuge for eternity.
Amen.
That don't seem fair, does it? Wait a second. It seems like I'm trading raging storms for sweet rest in Jesus.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sign me up.
Yeah.
Have you found a refuge this morning? If you haven't found a refuge, our refuge The eternal God is our refuge. My encouragement to you this morning is get acquainted with you.
Amen.
And maybe you're facing some difficulty that seems like it's hard. Be like that man, the father that said, Lord, I believe. I believe, Lord, but help my unbelief. I know your word is true. I know your promises are true. You said you'd be a refuge. You've been a refuge for many that come before me. You're the same now as you was then. You'll be a refuge to me today.
Amen.
Let's be encouraged, saints. We have a refuge in the eternal God. It's my desire to always keep that in the forefront of my mind. I appreciate your time and your attention.